Welcome to Business Purpose and Clarity with Petri. I'm your host. We talk about startup life, insights, practical tips, mistakes, failures, and everything between. Hey you, startup. Who is your customer? Yeah, who is your customer? What does a customer mean, you may ask? And that's a really good question. Is it the one who is paying for the product, or is it the one who is using the product? Sometimes they are not the same entity, same person. And then it's getting complicated. That's the case I'm talking today. Who is your customer? Whom you're targeting the thing? Let's take some concrete examples. So these are obviously fictional cases I'm just pulling out of my hat. But it should give some ideas what I'm talking about. Imagine you targeting for educational market, let's say schools. And in schools, it's the students who are using your product, but the students are not paying for the product. The teacher is not usually even paying for the product. It's the school admin, the school administration, or it could even be depending on the structure, whether it's a private school or it's a public school, it could be some government city or municipality or whatever bigger entity who is looking the purchases as a pooling thing, and they are making the decisions. So there's a lot of different layers in the process. How do you actually do your sales stuff? How do you target and market and do all these things? Because it's now a bit more complex. Obviously for the student, they have different needs. They love the product probably for different reasons than what actually is the aspect and the perspective of the teacher, who may influence the decision-making as well, because, well, it's the students, they want to teach in certain ways, they want to do stuff their way, they love something, they can recommend something. They may not have actually the final saying, they may not have the budget themselves, so, but they are still in some cases influential, in some other cases not so much influential, like the students in the final decision making, what is the product. Because let's look from the administration perspective. Let's say, for example, that we're looking now from the IT perspective. The school is like using a Microsoft as their overall IT provider. So they're not using Google products, they're using Microsoft. So it's Office stuff and whatever the Microsoft provides for schools. If your product is the one who is compatible with Microsoft, obviously that's a big advantage and it's easy to do the integration and it's way more easier for them to accept Microsoft products. And even if you somehow preferred partner of Microsoft, and maybe the sales process is even super easy. Those are really good points for the IT and maybe for the CFO, whoever is making the final decisions. If the license is really cheap, you know, per pupil or whatever, because of the Microsoft stuff they're buying, and you have that type of product. Thinking from that perspective, the arguments for the product have very little, if anything, to do with the actual use case of the product. The students, the teacher, are not really that relevant for the purchase decision. And the aspects of the software, maybe there's some backups, and maybe there's some other admin tools, easy integration to the student database and whatnot, are important things for some of these stakeholders. What is it? What do you do? What is it? What do you focus on? Who's your customer? Now the question might become a bit more blurred, as you see. The example I just gave is obviously something from the real life, in a sense that, yeah, they are educational products sold to the schools and students and teachers. But there's also the other way to look at this thing. What if you just directly target on the students? Maybe the parents are the customers. And there's no school admin. There's no teacher. There's none of those things. It's just the student who loves the product, and then the parent who sees the benefit of using the product. And then you directly targeting with a credit card or whatever the payment method from the parent's budget, educational budget, if you will. That makes the business case different. In some way, it's easier. You can imagine the student and make a really good product for the user, the end user, to the student, to the pupil, to the one who is actually using it to learn or whatever the way you wanna bring the benefits. And then you just have to make sure that the sponsor, if you will, the parent will approve the decision. And you can forget all the complexity of the bureaucrats and the bureaucracy and the different sales processes involved with that type of approach. You may be in a different field, so that it's not that complex, but still it could be that the one who is buying in a B2B environment, it could be HR, it could be IT department, it could be whatever different department, and the actual user is some employee in some department who is using the pupil. And maybe they have a line manager or some operational manager who is then the student or whatever you will, in this case, think about as the influencer for the case. So there are some similarities, but not too much. But this is the same thing. If you really start to think about what are the important things from these different stakeholder perspectives and what are the aspects you have to take into account in order to be successful in your business, in order to take market share, in order to have a product which actually sells and becomes like a market leader. So this should reveal that it's not just the use case, it's not just the user's benefits which are important. It's a little bit more complex than that. So who is your customer? Who should you target at? What are the product features? What's the pricing model? What's the marketing? What's the sales process? What's the business case? Where's your business edge? That all boils down to the question, who's your customer? Pick one.